found a peace that passes all understanding. I found a river where the healing waters flow. I found a joy that only comes from knowing Jesus. I found the lover of my soul. I found a peace that passes all understanding. I found a river where the healing waters flow. I found a joy that only comes from knowing Jesus. I found the lover of my soul. I found a peace that passes all understanding. I found a river where the healing waters flow. I found a joy that only comes from knowing Jesus. I found the lover of my soul. I found a peace that passes all understanding. I found a river where the healing waters flow. I found a joy that only comes from knowing Jesus. I found the lover of my soul. I found a peace that passes all understanding. I found a river where the healing waters flow. I found a joy that only comes from knowing Jesus. I found the lover of my soul. Standing. I found a river where the healing waters flow. I found a joy that only comes from knowing Jesus. I found a lover of my soul.
I found the lover. found the lover of my soul. Oh, I found a peace that passes all understanding. I found a river where the healing waters flow. I found a joy that only comes from knowing Jesus. I found a lover of my soul. I found a peace that passes all understanding. I found a river where the healing waters flow.
Glad I'm yours, Lord. So glad I'm yours. I'm glad your mercy has followed me. I'm glad you found me and set me free. I'm glad I'm yours, Lord.
that your mercy, oh yes, has followed me. I'm glad you found me and set me free. I'm glad I'm yours, Lord. So glad I'm yours. I'm glad I'm yours, Lord. So glad I'm yours. I'm glad your mercy, oh yes, has followed me. I'm glad you found me and set me free. I'm glad I'm yours, Lord. Oh, yes, so glad I'm yours. I'm glad I'm yours, Lord. Oh, yes, so glad I'm yours.
We want to be God. We want to be His possession. That's what I'm trying to be. As Brother Mike's helping us with that this morning, and Bible study. We want to not just be His, but we want to do His will. We want to learn and even direct our prayers to where we'll be seeking God's will. And to know we're not our own. We've been bought with a price. So that's what we're trying to live that way. To live to where we not do our own agenda, Brother Mike. We'll be doing God's will. And that's really an endeavor in life. Actually, we know we're not going to be able to do that overnight, but that should be our desire, is to do God's will and to not be our own. We have been bought with a price. Jesus paid quite a price that we could have the life that we have, His Spirit, and even to have the amount of peace that we have in our lives. And He made it possible. He paid a price. What a price that He paid that we might have the life that we have. And that's why we don't mind giving Him reverence and don't mind calling up on His name. I was thinking about this song, that there's something about His name. You know, there's something about Jesus that we can make a lifetime study of it, because it's a lot there to consider. You know, God, Jesus' life, what He did. Brother Mike was pointing out when Jesus was tempted in the wilderness after He had fasted and done without food and water for 40 days. You know, He couldn't have been, naturally, so He couldn't have been too strong, but God was helping him. The angels ministered to him after all of this, you couldn't imagine the thoughts that went through his mind. But anyway, God sustained him, and he went through that. And sometimes, you know, you look around and you see somebody going through something, you're saying, well, how did they do that? If they were leaning on the Lord. And that's what helped us, to be able to go through whatever we're going through. If we're leaning on the Lord, He can help us through it. Our brother Carton quoted this scripture in Psalms when he was here about what David wrote about, saying that it was good that he had been afflicted. I know, I was thinking about getting our attitude toward God and what's going on in our lives. If we get the right attitude about it, you know, we can say that. It was good that I was afflicted. It was good that God took me through what I went through, because He knew what it did to His life. You know, I don't care to go through anything if I don't have to, but sometimes if I can recognize that this really helped me, you know, things that I went through, you know, and I can see other people going through things, and I can see that it's helping them. You know, but you wouldn't, they'd probably be hard for them to say that it was good, but eventually we're going to have to get to where we can see that it was good. It was good that I was afflicted. Yeah. It was good that I went through this, because it helped me. You know, something I can't see. I remember being in church, and this man, one of the brothers in the church, he was just sitting in a seat, and he was talking about his legs. It was just hurting. You know, here I was a young man. You know, I was in my 20s. And I could not understand how somebody could be just sitting in a seat, their legs hurt. But you know, I understand that better now. You know, I mean, your legs can hurt, you know what I'm saying? And I didn't understand that. I never had experience into that. You know, I was, you know, just a young person. You know, I didn't have no hurts, no nothing, you know, bothering me. But, and he was talking about his legs hurting. And I couldn't understand that. But, you know, I understand more. It's something, you know, people go through, you know, you can't understand it. That's why we have God on to help us. Because I'm not going to understand every natural thing that people go through. Now, something I'm going to get to experience, so I understand that. But everything that people go through, I won't understand it all. But if I know that they're leaning on the Lord, I know if they're calling on God to help them, I believe God can help everybody with every situation that they are going through. I may not understand. I may not even have to experience it. Because you may not have to experience what I'm going through. But You just rest assured, if I'm trusting God, if I'm leaning on the Lord, then God can help me. I know he can help you too. So that's what I'm, my trust today here, my desire is that God will help his people, because I know that. I know I don't understand everything. But I tell you, some things I do understand. And I'm thankful for the things that God help us to understand, to have understanding and I'm reading something about Berlinger was writing about understanding, knowledge, and wisdom. Those two things that help us have light. Help us to see what God is doing. When you begin to understand, you know, from God's point of view, and then to have his knowledge, like Brother Durham told us about, you know, the Word of God. You know, we have faith by because we hear his Word. Come by hearing. Faith come by hearing. And we've heard his Word. We begin to understand, get some knowledge of that. And then God help us enlighten our understanding about it. Then he gives us wisdom, you know, how to work and work among his people. Like Solomon, he prayed, God, give me wisdom. God, give me wisdom so I'll know how to go in and out among your people. You know, what a request. God saw his heart, and he saw that, you know, he was not just asking for things that he could glory in, that would help him in the natural so much, but he was wanting to be able to work with God's people. You know, if we have that desire in our hearts to want to work with God's people and want to work with God, and you know, God, the other things will fall into place. I believe God will help us with all our problems. You know, if we begin to put him first, that we say, begin to put Jesus first in our lives, then a lot of these things that bother us and maybe hinder us and get us down, they'll begin to fall off. You know, they don't have they don't have the significance anymore, you know, in our lives. They'll fade in the dust, you know, I mean, they'll go away. And I'm just so thankful that we have such an opportunity, that we're serving such a great God, that have the ability and have the resources that we have at our disposal, that we begin to live accordingly, live within God's means. You know, out here in the natural, they tell you to live within your means. And that's good, you know, to be able to, it's odd that, you know, we as individuals in this country, we talk about, you know, live within our means, paying our bills, and then we live in a country where our government don't do that. But anyway, but we're to do that. But we're to live in God's, you know, economy, in God's kingdom, and live according to him. And work with him. We're working with God eventually, because we know kingdoms, they come and they go. People get lifted up. Man, kingdoms rise in this world. They get big, and we get be in awe at what man can do. But we're not just living for man, man's kingdom. I'm thankful we're in this country, but we're ultimately living for God. And whatever happens to man's kingdom, his kingdom is going to stand. And that's where our hope is, and that's where our trust is, in God's kingdom, because God's going to have his will. So I'm just so thankful today that we are gathered here once again to worship the Lord, lift up his name, to see that his people call their names and that they'll be blessed and help as much as we can help them. You know, let our hearts go out to his people that, you know, something, get a burden for people that are suffering. I was thinking, Brother Kinnaman. Give me your first name.
Kinnaman.
I knew his last name, Kinnaman. First name.
Andrew.
Andrew, yeah. You see, he was here before and I didn't recognize him. I remember when he was with kids one time, didn't we go on a trip together? Yeah. And I said, that's Kinnaman. Andrew. And I told him, that ain't Andrew. Good to see you, brother. From Dallas. Anyway, it's good to have God's people. Any visitors I might need to mention here today? Good to have everybody that's here today. Of course, Brother Smith is in a meeting in Louisville Convention Center. Pray for them. The ministers and the God's people are gathered together there. Pray for their meeting. Hope that God's blessings will be up on them. Sister Jackie Tucker, I know we need to pray for her. Sister Linda, could you help us with Sister Jackie Tucker? Okay. All right. Just keep praying for her. All right. And those, Brother Stan. Remember Brother Stan. Brother Phil and Sister Jennifer. All right. Sister Rattler. Sales. Ma'am. Your children. All right. Remember Sister Rattler's children. And Sister Abraham. Yes, remember Sister Abraham's family, an unspoken request. I heard you, but I didn't understand. Okay, they're sick. All right, remember Brother and Sister Perry. All right, Brother Matt. Brother Matt and Sister Reva. Remember that house situation. All right. Sister. All right. Remember Sister Karen. She's having to stay off her foot. All right. Sister Durham is sick. They want to be here. They couldn't make it. Sister Durham is sick, so remember, pray for her. Sister Sidney still need prayer. Remember her, Sister Yvonne. Okay. Doug, okay. Oh, Lord. Remember Brother Doug today. Pray for him. Sister Lynette. Sister Crow, yes. Remember Sister Crow. Pray for her. I heard she's doing good. Anybody talk to her? You talk to her? But remember, pray for Sister Crow. Yes, sir.
We may have a buyer for our house.
Hey, all right. Glory. Somebody looking? Maybe?
Yeah, somebody works for one of our neighbors.
All right.
And it looks very, very, very promising. So
thank you, Lord. We hope it'll pan out, brother.
While we're talking about houses, I got a contract on my house in Spring Republic, so pray that all works out.
Okay, Brother Boyd, got a contract on his house. So God is working. Brother Mike said, you know, sometimes he wishes he was working a little faster, but he's working. So let's pray for this situation, the home, Sister Oates. All right. Great. Praise the Lord. All right. Okay. With her brother Danny. Job. Brinkley, Arkansas. Okay. All right. God is good. All right. Any other requests? Brother Brett Weiniger is in Wichita.
I'd like to make a special request for Brother Hutchison. He came today, but he's very miserable, suffering.
All right. All right, Brother David Hutchison. Remember, pray for him. He's here, but pray for him. Sister Lynn Brent. For John? Okay. All right, remember that need today. Sister Wilkins. Okay. Yes. All right, remember Sister Wilkins and her grandson, Josh, and her granddaughter, Haley. All right. Okay. Spencer. Your brother. Hey, all right. Thank you. Good. I did see maybe it was a college. They had like 2,000 students that had, I don't know if they had swine flu or they just thought they did. I don't know, but anyway, it was a bunch. Sister Amber Rothfuss. All right, remember them and her children. Pray for them. And God will help them. You know, yes, Brother Weaver. Okay, Brother Ray and Susan. Pray for them. Yes. All right. About any other requests? Let's all stand. And I did need to mention Brother McGowan. Brother Wayne and Sister Ann are out of town there in Nashville, I think, visiting their daughter. remember them. Lord Jesus, we thank you. Father in heaven, we look to you. Pray, oh God, that you help your people. Lord, as we lift up your voice here this day, Lord, we know that you have all power. Oh, Jesus, help me. With our hearts, oh Lord, we reach out to Jack and to her. These different needs, Brother Stan, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, God.
So glad I'm yours.
Jesus, hallelujah.
So glad I heard your voice.
Jesus.
So glad
oh, help God. Help
praise God. Your holy name. Merciful God. Merciful God. Oh,
praise God. Praise
Jesus. Oh, thank you. Oh, Jesus. Thank you. Merciful Savior. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Oh, hallelujah.
it's too quiet, I guess I get a little too nervous. But I'm thankful for the words we heard today in Bible study about trying to get the will of God in your life. You know, it's worked 47 years, and I'm still having a little problem with that one, trying to get the Lord's will in my life. But, you know, as long as with Christ it took only 30-some, and then that last 3 years, and, you know, and just as Paul, as Brother Smith was talking about today in Bible study, he had to go to Rome. And I thought, that was the Lord's will to him to go in Rome. Basically, you know what the final thing happened in Rome was, that he got beheaded, you know. So I don't think I'm not ready to that extent to go that far, but we got to get one day, we're all got to get ourselves where, as Brother Smith was making a reference, it's got to be me, not just we, it's me. We got to become more like Jesus. We people look at us, and you know, right now they'd look at me and there goes another Dodson, you know, just the way he behaves. When I was born, it wasn't good enough information for my mother, but Mom said, well, what does he look like? You know, Dad said, he looks like a Dodson baby to me. But that wasn't good enough information. She didn't know what a Dodson baby looked like. So we want to get, instead of getting rid of that Dodson, as I remember Brother Tucker or Uncle Larry used to say, when Aunt Mary or Sister Tucker would sweep the floor, she didn't say, in the name of Tucker, 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 did she? But to be in Jesus' name, we do it. We don't have to say it. We just do it. So we gotta get more, becoming more like Jesus, as Brother Hardin was talking about. Jesus. Or as I was playing around with the brother from Dominican, Jesus. Yeah. Gotta get Jesus into our life. Or as I was joking with Brother Tally, now I can't even remember how to say it in French, but bonjour. You know, we got to get Jesus into our life. I don't care what language it comes out of. It's still the same product. You know, if you make a Barbie doll in the United States, it's a Barbie doll. But if you make it in Japan, you think it's Barbie doll? But it might still look like the same action figure. And you can tell I've been around some people to learn to say action figure. But we got to put on Christ as much as possible. We got to put our 100%. As one of those scriptures, and I never remember where it's at, but it says you got to put your whole heart, mind, and spirit into it. So we got to put you got to put 110%, not just 100%, 110% into it. You got to put your all into it to actually be 100%, you know, in God's will. So, I mean, as Brother Smith was talking about in Bible study, when I pray, sometimes I'm kind of reluctant about how I pray, because I'm thinking, well, maybe God wants this person to have this affliction. Maybe God wants them to go through some trials. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'm bumfuzzled. I mean, I'm honestly right now, I'll tell you, I don't know sometimes how to pray. So I say, your will, and then go on from there, you know. But I'm thankful that I'm in the body of Christ, and I'm thankful that we just don't, as most groups of people, assume that it's a certain way. We get down to the nitty-gritty and open it up. And as a member, I can't remember what minister now, but right now I'm brain dead. But they use the acid test. Pour acid on it. See if it actually is pure gold or not. So I want to make sure that we got pure gold. And I'm thankful for all this we've heard so far, and I'm thankful that Mike's going to get house sold and things are looking better for Brother Boyd. And it's a slow process, but your house is going to get took care of. And who knows what the future holds for me. Pray for me. There's a car I got to worry about in another couple of years. I mean, there's somebody that's short right now, in my opinion, ain't really ready, but a couple of years, it's going to grow on me. I got to get another car. And then I got to pay more insurance. And then 4 years after that, somebody else will be wanting a car. And then I've got to pay more insurance. And sometimes I feel like the Lone Ranger. There's no Tonto. There's no Tonto, you know. So, you know, there is a Kemosabe, you know, the Kemosabe. So, you know. So, you know, I need some, you got, let's put some faith in our situations, you know. Yeah. And then later on, the bigger scare. Somebody's going to twist somebody's little head, and she's going to think he's Mr. Perfect, which I'm going to be thinking, I know what this guy is. He's just another like I was, you know, another clown. But, you know. But I'm going to end up having to pay for a wedding. So, you know, I'm thinking, ugh, you know. So there's a lot of things we got to pray about, you know. So I'm just looking at the future. So I'm thankful I'm here. And I'm thankful that if we get in Jesus' name, I won't have to worry about that wedding in the future. Because that's coming. It is coming. I have no doubt about it. And I got these cars to worry about. And then, who knows, I might be driving a 64 Falcon again. Well, I never drove the first one, but I'm just saying, I might have to go get an old clunker car just for so he could have a car. So we just got to get our mind on God and get into the will of God. And then, as the conclusion, faith. Faith that we're going to move some mountains, because them Ozark mountains are pretty tall, so we got to have a lot of faith. And I'm thankful for, as Mike was making reference in Bible study, the merger or the fusion. Let me see. Yeah. Fusion, yeah, not fission. Fusion. The fusion of our two churches, how we're getting together as one church. 10 years from now, or 20 years from now, they'll say, that person from Little Rock, was he born in Arkansas, or was he born in Missouri, or was he born in California, or was his family from California? So who knows what the future is going to be like, but they'll all say, well, we can tell they're all one. They're all one, and they'll all be one in spirit as much as possible. We might have our little idiosyncrasies. I'll be still Keith, as much as I am. You know, I'm unique. We'll all probably be DJ. He'll be unique too. But at least we'll be trying our utmost best to be much in Jesus and not just be another Dotson baby. So I'm thankful to be here tonight.
Report. Sounded like it was really good. You know, I've talked about how this year, you know, all my Christian life and all my life I've tried to just to trust Jesus and to relax in him. This past almost 2 years in January, I've really put it to practice. I don't know if it's my age or my age in the Lord or what, but and it's been so hard for us to go to Republic and really get our house ready and sell our cows. We went down there one time, made a fast trip. My husband did, and sold part of our cows. And we have a real nice tractor we need to sell. We trying to pay employees here and pay employees there. And we got more money going out than it's coming in. And I'm just going, okay, I'm trusting you, Jesus. Because you can start get worrying in your own spirit. And I know, I keep saying to myself, I know God sent us here. I know this is where he wants us, so he's going to take care of us. Well, the same neighbor that has a guy works for him that's interested in Michael's house has bought our cows, is buying our tractor. He's called Mickey and said, I want to buy your tractor. I want to buy your cows, and what till you get your place sold, I want to lease your land to keep your cows right there. Just you better get your horses off of here, though. So we need to get our horses off. and Yvonne wants my chickens, and I don't know how I'm gonna get her my chickens, but I told Mickey, he goes, you don't want chickens. I said, yeah, I do, but give Yvonne my chickens, and next spring you build me a nice chicken house and buy me some more chickens, because I love chickens. But then there's been so much work to do with my mother-in-law and kennel and everything, and God sent me Joel. And I tell you, he's just been a godsend to me. Spiritually, he has been an example to me. Spiritually, his testimonies are just so awesome. I want to get an interpreter here so he can give y'all his testimony, where you can clearly understand what's his heart. And then God sent me Sister Gail. But she had to go check out the hospital just to see what it was like. But she's my groomer. And I told my husband, I said, oh, if she don't move here, I've got to train somebody. She knows how to do everything. We cut tails, we do the dew claws, we give the shots, we do the deworming, we do the medications. We know as much as most vets do. And then, to top it off, I couldn't find a vet that understood what I wanted, that wanted to work with me, and that I really trusted. After many tries, we found a vet that is just awesome, awesome. He's given me a discount on my dogs when I go in, and he's working with me. So it all fell to place as I needed it. All fell to place because he is the master. And like Sister Cheryl, Sister Perry said, she said, he can do anything with anything. And I've watched him this year, and I've been watching the youth. I was chatting online with Sister Melissa Kimner, and she said how, you know, good youth meeting they had. And I said, the people, I've seen the youth come back from the Dallas youth meeting with a different countenance on their face. They're different. They're at it. They walk different. They hold their head different. You think nobody can tell? You can tell. And I just appreciate what God's doing. But this is God. This is God's work, and God's doing it. Man's not doing it. God touches man's mind, touches the minister's mind, and uses the minister. But God does the work, and I just appreciate watching God work. This year and all my life, all my Christian life, I look back and see his hand on my life and how he's worked. And the secret is keeping your hand off of it and trusting God and trusting that he is in complete control, and he can do anything. And so this week I felt really bad that my husband had to go by himself to the camp meeting. So I thought, well, I need to go with him. And I prayed, Lord, I said, Lord, show me a sign if I'm supposed to leave or not, because we were going to leave like Thursday. And I told him, I just feel uneasy. He goes, well, let's wait till Friday evening. Well, Sister Gail got sick. And I knew, I was glad I didn't leave Thursday, because she understands everything about the kennel, everything. I have to ask her sometimes, now what do we do, you know? So I didn't feel easy leaving. And that's just, you know, it's, but I asked my husband. I didn't tell my husband that I felt something for God. I said, how do you feel? This is how I feel. And he said, I feel you're right. I feel like you should stay home. And so I never tried to lead him. If I have a feeling, I go to him and say, this is how I feel. What do you feel, you know, from God? Because sometimes women just feel things. Sometimes they're not God. And sometimes it is God. And sometimes we just know. So, but I try to work, you know, with my husband on that. But I just appreciate the way God's working. And we haven't sold our home yet, but I know we are. And we've got some things we need to update it. It needs updated. It hasn't been updated in about 14 years. So I want to go in and remove the wallpaper and do some updating and make it, you know, I liked it, but somebody else might not like it. And do a few things to sell our home. And who knows, somebody might buy it just the way it is before we get a chance, the way things are going. But I feel like it's God keeping his hand on us. Y'all pray for Brother and Sister Durham. She wants to get here so bad. So bad. Mostly because she wants to be here in Little Rock and in this church. Secondly, she's fixing to have 2 grandbabies, and she's afraid they're going to get here before she does. And she's going to be a big help to Sister Reva. Y'all pray for everybody there, and we have several plan on coming for our singing from Republic. So I just wanted to tell how much I've just, I don't know, it's just been such a good almost year and a half of watching God work in different ones' lives, and how I have, in a lot of times, sometimes I get ruffled, but a lot of times I've been resting in him most of the time. And when Michael Jobs got kind of slow on him, I was talking to Cindy, and she was so confident, and I said, we know God sent us here, and we know that what we're going through financially, we could have went in Springfield the same way, because he didn't have any work there. And what we're going through financially, and so all we're holding on to is we know he will provide. We had a sister in Fort Worth, and our sister used to sing that song, and I don't know anybody that sings it, and I don't know the words, but she would sing the song, "The Lord Will Provide," and I've just been watching God work in Brother Mark's life and Sister Yvonne's life, different ones. We are trusting God probably more than all the big steps we've ever made because of our age, and we thought our life was planned. Just make plans, and you know God has a sense of humor because you're not going to do what you plan. And so I just appreciate how God has added us to this assembly, and that we are not separate. We're one. I just feel such a love for each other, and way my granddaughter-in-law, because that's what I call her, comes in, and she just becomes a part, and she's one, and I just love what God's done. You know, it's not easy moving to another assembly and feeling a part, because it's different. And I was telling Mickey the other day, when he said move to Little Rock, I thought, oh God, it's been years since I drove on freeways. Oh, I don't know where nothing is. Women are just so different from men. Where's the doctor? Where's the this? Where's the dentist? Where's the where's Walmart? Where's the best Walmart? You know. So now I just zip on that freeway. I love Little Rock. Do you know I can just get on that freeway and get North Little Rock just like that? Man, there's everything right there on McCain Road. Everything I want right there. You know, or I can, in 12 minutes, I can get to Bryant. I mean, I just, man, this is so cool living here. You know, I said, I got the convenience of the city, and I feel like I'm in the country. So I said, man, this is so cool. I just love it here. And I said, so that's just God, you know, does that for you. Gives you your natural desires, too, and it makes life easier for you. So I just want everybody to know that I'm still trusting in Him and still listening to that CD that God can. I tell you, you cannot hear her talk. You cannot hear that God was speaking through that girl. And you hear that when she comes on that deal. I don't pay attention to anything but what she's saying. When she comes forth, you hear God speaking through her. God can do anything with anything. I don't care what your situation is, what you're going through, where you've been, where you're going. Woo! Woo! God can do anything with anything. And I think, woo! Done for me. I just get so upset. I try not to get upset when I see people. Oh, you don't know where I came from. I want to say, sit down, let me tell you a story. You don't know where I came from. You know, I remember going out for a date, and we say goodbye to my parents. My dad's standing by the window by the kitchen sink, and he's ducking as my mother's throwing the whiskey bottle at him. And I was thinking, oh my God, let's get out of here. You know, that's where I came from. That's where I came from. I came from my parents trying to get me to party, trying to get me to go. I had a cousin and my mother. They decided they were going to play get me. I was the self-righteous girl in the family, and they wanted to get me. So they had me isolated to go over to my cousin's house for dinner, and they shut the doors off, and they called me in, and they start playing nasty joke records to me. And I said, I don't know what y'all getting out of this. And I wasn't even a Christian, but God had always dealt with me. I don't want to hear this. This is embarrassing, you know. So don't tell me where you came from and you can't change. God can do anything with anything. And He reached down and touched this girl and kept me. Kept me from ever. I've never went into the depths of sin. I'm talking about as a sinner, saved by grace. But I've never done the things I could have done. I don't have the scars I could have had. And that's just the grace of God. And if I know that Brother Smith and I are the exception to the rule, that backslid Pentecostal boy, I felt like God put us together. Because I needed a strong man. And I need a strong man when we got saved to lead me. Because I was a strong woman. But I needed a strong man. And that's what I was looking for. But not just naturally, but spiritually. He's always led me. And I just appreciate God having His hand on my life.
To Jesus I surrender, all to Him I freely give. I will ever love and and trust Him in His presence daily live. I surrender all. I surrender all. All to Thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender all. All to Jesus I surrender humbly at His feet I bow. Worldly pleasures all forsaken, take me, Jesus, take me now. I surrender all. I surrender all to Thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender all. Yes, all to Jesus I surrender, make me, Savior, wholly Thine. Fill me with Thy love and power. Let Thy blessing fall on me. So I surrender all. Yes, I surrender all. Oh, all to Thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender all. All to Jesus I surrender, Lord. I give myself to Thee. So fill me with Thy love and power, let Thy blessing fall on me. So I surrender all. Yes, I surrender all. All to Thee,